Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. As you notice, it's extremely long, so please be seated. While some were speaking of the temple and how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be one of them left here upon another. They will all be thrown down." They ask him, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are going to take place?" He said, "See that you're not led astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and the prisons. You will be brought before kings, governors, for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents, brothers and relatives, and friends. And some of you will be put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are inside the city depart. Let those who are out in the country enter it. For these days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing in those days, for there will be a great distress upon the earth, wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun, moon, and stars. In the earth, distress of nations, in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, with foreboding of what's coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise.